man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Can survive.
Surviving up here in North Dakota, I'm James Kelso, our live Trump Phenomenon program, and looking forward to you making a call into the show at 800-313-9443. This show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party, and our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Check us out. And consider becoming a member. It's really easy to do. $25 will get you a year-long membership in the American Freedom Party. And let's see. There is too much to talk about tonight. And it looks like that situation is only exacerbating. There are so many scandals swirling around the left. The left is in a state of self-annihilation. So we'll talk a little bit about it tonight. Some of the really important things that have happened. Harvey Gate just heating up. Climate Gate, pardon the pun, heating up. Uranium Gate heating up. Brazil, as in Donna Brazil Gate, red hot. The fake Russia Gate. And I ought to make a list of all the different gates that are going on. And I was talking with a listener to the show here today. This is good. This is good. We need all of this. But there's so much going on. There's no way anybody can absorb it. And it's almost as if the Beatles, instead of releasing number one songs, you know, like one a month or one every 2 months, had released all their number one songs in the same week. Some of the songs would have been drowned out is what the point I'm making, that some of these scandals are not getting as much attention as they really deserve. They can't, because people only have 24 hours in a day, and they can't pay attention to 24 scandals and be updated every day. But we'll do our best here tonight. Here's something I want to play for you. This was an amazing thing that happened. Let me go to it today. Donald Trump, in a brilliant insight, has set up something like a talk show row at the White House, where he is asking local talk show hosts, smaller talk shows like this one. We didn't get an invitation, but we're available. Local talk shows to set up microphones in the White House, and Donald Trump will, you know, go down talk show row and give interviews to folks like Laura Ingraham. And in this case, the one I'm going to play for you right now, Larry O'Connor of WMAL Radio, which I think is based in Washington, D.C. And listen to what Donald Trump has to say. It's a remarkable, but what you're going to hear here is the Donald Trump. Well, let's just listen to him. Pretty amazing.
You're on WMAL. This Good. Is the Washington, D.C. powerhouse.
I know that, and you've been so nice, and I appreciate it, Larry.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk with you. I just want to make sure that we're getting you on our social media. Thanks for joining us. And this is a very big and busy day for you, so
it has
thanks
been.
For making time. I want to ask you, just in general, this whole idea of a talk Radio Row in the White House in the East
Different.
Room. Completely unprecedented. Yeah. What does this tell us about how you think your voters and the American people get information right now through the media?
Well, the media is very false and very fake. You know, if you look at CNN, if you look at NBC in particular, if you look at ABC, CBS, and yet I find that the local media has been fantastic for me. I mean, somebody had to be good. And Fox has treated me fairly. Fox has really treated me fairly. But the local media has been really great. And in addition to that, like you, I have social media. We have a lot of people out there in social media. Probably I wouldn't be sitting here right now if it weren't for social media.
Yeah.
And I thought this would be good. We have some of our really fair people and great people like yourself.
There's the intro there. And, now I want to skip forward. Let me see if I can find it here where he talks about Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department and Uranium One. I'm just going to have to skip around here a little bit, so forgive me. I don't have it marked.
Come out of the House. Now something's going to be coming out of the Senate, which is going to be fairly similar. And something's...
They're talking about the tax bill.
This is, I think, what a lot of conservatives, Republicans, have been craving over the years, to be able to equate a corporate tax cut from 35%.
So they're talking about the tax cut, which is wonderful news.
Apple and all of these companies that have this money, all of this money that...
Okay, we're still in the tax cut.
This is such a no-brainer. Who is protecting this?
Well, actually, behind your back, I had another meeting today. We had seven great senators.
Okay, now here's
about this topic.
As opposed to the highest or just about the highest.
And again, I know that the House planned on rolling out this tax bill today, but I was surprised. Maybe you were too.
Now, we're going to come in. Here's a good one coming up here.
Bill to get rid of this diversity visa program. I was shocked. It's such a no-brainer. Who is protecting this?
Well, actually, behind your back, I had another meeting today. We had seven great senators. Republican senators, and we're going to be doing a plan which is including getting rid of this horrible, I don't call it diversity, I really just call it it's a lottery for coming into our country. And remember this, these countries, just common sense, these countries aren't giving us their finest people. So when they put them in the lottery, if they even do a fair lottery, okay, they probably don't do that. They probably just hand us people that they don't want. Like this character, this horror show, this animal that just came in to, you know, and did this horrible damage. And people don't even talk about the badly injured. Look at these. The people have been so badly injured, so badly hurt. And we are working on that very hard, and very fast. And I put out orders today to terminate it.
Beautiful. I put out orders today to terminate it. So there's a great piece of news for today, right from Donald Trump's own lips. But now I'm going to skip forward to what he says something remarkable about the Department of Justice. Let's find it.
Finish what you start.
Oops, I goofed. I locked into an ad there. So I'll have to ad lib for a second while that ad gets itself out of the way. But this is just a short interview that he does with Larry O'Connor. And we're just waiting out an ad here. And this is a good chance for you to call in at 800-313-9443 if you feel so inclined. Okay, we're back in the timeline. Here we are.
And just to follow up on that, I hope it's a clean bill. They're not going to try to horse trade on this thing.
Well,
I mean,
for president. I'm not even sure if they're allowed to endorse or they endorsed anyway. But we have five prototypes, really even six prototypes of walls. We're going to be making the choice, so we're going to build the wall. We need the wall for another reason, drugs. The drugs that are pouring in.
So there's the wall.
The wall will make it
five
a much
or six
tougher
prototypes.
You know, whenever
up.
I open up the phone lines here in Northern Virginia, Maryland, and West Virginia, Pennsylvania, here in the greater Washington area, say, you know, what do you want the administration to be doing? What do you want the president to be doing? This may shock you. One of the things they keep asking for is for the Justice Department to really, truly, honestly investigate Hillary Clinton, the Uranium One. They don't feel like justice has really been done there, and they really want
one of the
saddest, and the leaks, by the way, the leaks. What's stopping the Justice Department?
Well, the leaks have stopped from the White House pretty much, but they are all over Washington. They have been for years, and some of the leaks are really very, very bad leaks.
They're
bad
criminal,
for the country. But, you know, the saddest thing is that because I'm the President of the United States, I am not supposed to be involved with the Justice Department. I'm not supposed to be involved with the FBI. I'm not supposed to be doing the kind of things that I would love to be doing. And I'm very frustrated by it. I look at what's happening with the Justice Department. Well, why aren't they going after Hillary Clinton with her emails and with her the dossier and the kind of money? I don't know. Is it possible that they paid $12.4 $1 million for the dossier, and how is it, which is total phony,
it's
fake
fraud,
and how is it used? And, you know, it's very discouraging to me. I'll be honest, I'm very unhappy with it that the Justice Department isn't going. Now, maybe they are, but, you know, as president, and I think you understand this, as a president, you are not supposed to be involved in that process.
Right.
But hopefully they are doing something, and at some point, maybe we're going to all have it out.
Last question, short one. It's personal. Not often I get to talk to, I mean, Donald Trump. Set aside the president, Donald Trump.
Right.
Other than David Burke's.
I'll pause it right there. That was a lot of our questions were answered right there, folks. That was a very, you know, nothing's like Donald Trump himself. He just told you what the situation is. He said, I'm very unhappy with it. With the fact, why aren't they going after Hillary Clinton? You just heard him say it. That was today. And he also revealed something. He said, well, maybe they are investigating. We'll see. Now, that gives us all a new perspective. At least for me, I didn't have this perspective. I assumed, foolishly, incorrectly, that Donald Trump, all he has to do is press the intercom button, bring Jeff Sessions into the office, and he gets an update on how are the investigations going? What are you investigating? Uh-uh. We just found out it's not that way. Donald Trump is almost as in the dark as we are. He doesn't know what the Justice Department is doing. All he can do is what he did with his tweet a couple days ago when he said, do something. And he said it again right there. Why aren't they going after? And the question from Larry O'Connor, great question. My audience, and you're the same folks, wants to know, why isn't Uranium One being prosecuted? And so the message is out there. You know, we're kind of in limbo. We're waiting. Is there something going on in the Justice Department? Now, if there's nothing going on right now, if Jeff Sessions is not investigating Uranium One, Donald Trump isn't going to be, what did he say? He said he's not going to be very unhappy. He's going to be very, very unhappy if they're not investigating. And then I think he will act if that becomes apparent to him. Now, we're 10 months in to the Trump administration, and, their work was it was possible to do work before this swearing in. Jeff Sessions better produce something post haste in terms of investigating Uranium One. Rod Rosenstein, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, and the treasonous sale of our uranium. And there's yet another shoe has dropped here because we now know that some of the uranium sold in Uranium One, the Uranium One corruption, has actually been shipped out of the United States. A lot of uranium has been shipped out. And that was an express violation of the understanding or the agreement. And that is a direct threat to American national security. This uranium supposedly went primarily to Asian countries, not specified which ones. But this is a case now of treason and of enabling treason, of racketeering in support of treason. And the names I just named, there's those and others, including Barack Obama, are all involved. So I bring this to you. That's hot news today from Donald Trump on what I think is the most burning opportunity, the most burning scandal in America, bigger than all these others that we're talking about here, including, all of them that we named and others. So just a hot log to put on the fire as we go to our first caller, George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Come in, George.
I didn't expect you so soon. Hello?
Yes, sir. Well, eager to hear what you have to say.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm glad Donald Trump is speaking his mind about this, about why is the Justice Department going in? I mean, they're going to pick on poor Paul Manafort, who hasn't really even broke the law. You know what I mean? They're picking on and going after marijuana smokers. You know, the thing is, if I were Trump, I would just start ordering the firing of all the Obama, Bush, Clinton holdovers. I just fire them.
Yes. Well, It would be wonderful if it were that easy. It was that easy for Bill Clinton. He fired all the federal prosecutors, I think all of them, when he came into office, in the same way that Hillary and Bill fired all the employees of the White House travel office, if you remember that one, as a way to just get money on airplane tickets booked through one of their buddies. But it was easy for Bill Clinton. Donald Trump is a much more ethical man. So he's not able to do it the way Bill and Hillary did it. But yes, I agree with you. But I thought, wasn't that a revelation, George? What you just heard from your president and mine, that, you know, we're actually hearing what it's like to be in his shoes. He doesn't know. You know, we're on the radio here wondering, come on, Mr. President, why don't you whip these guys into action? And he just gave you another piece of the puzzle there. He said, I'm not able to do that because as the president, I'm not supposed to. Now, I don't know what this is based on. I don't know whether this is law or just his understanding. I don't know. But it is what he is saying is his operating principle. Now, he's not supposed to himself personally involve himself in Justice Department investigations. He's supposed to let them work on their own without taking orders from him. Now, I don't know whether that's the law or not, but that's what he thinks is his restriction right now. And so he's there biting his nails just as you are, George, and as I am, wondering what the hell, where's the action? You know, how many crimes do we have to have against Hillary before somebody, as he says, does something? But you know, this is a revelation to me that I got just today, that, and it really helps me appreciate Donald Trump's position more. I'm not going to chew him out. Of course, I don't chew him out on this show. I love the man, and I consider him the greatest. I talked with my daughter today, and she was asking me how important Donald Trump is, and she said, you know, these are my children are young, you know, 6 and 12, and I said, Donald Trump has done more for you than any other person in public life in my lifetime. And she said, well, has he done more for me than you have, Daddy? And I hesitated for a second, because that's how much Donald Trump has done. He has changed the future of all American children so much for the better. But go ahead, George.
And also too, but you know, personally, I just think you know, and maybe outside of Trump's operating principle, but I really think it's probably necessary. But as far as the Justice Department and the FBI, I just think there needs to be a hostile takeover.
Yes. Well, and by the way, let's add in another detail here. I'm sure that left-wing presidents of the past, for instance, I'm sure that LBJ, I'm trying to remember who his attorney general was. Was it Katzenbach?
Robert Kennedy.
Well, Kennedy for a while. Then there was Nicholas Katzenbach. But yes, Robert Kennedy until his assassination. But I'll bet a dollar to a donut that LBJ brought his attorney general in and just flat out gave him orders, probably laced with four-letter words. I'm sure Bill Clinton did exactly the same thing. Who was Bill Clinton's attorney general? I'm trying to remember. Was it
Janet Reno?
Janet Reno. Yeah, Janet Reno. I'll bet he did the same with her. But, you know, the Donald Trump has to jump over a higher bar. The scrutiny, those people, LBJ, there was no scrutiny of his life. That man was so corrupt and so, you know, immoral and pathetic. But the media gave him a free pass. Bill Clinton, a free pass. Donald Trump, he gets the laser beam scrutiny of every single thing he does. So he has to operate with these you know, in this straitjacket. We've got a little break coming up here, a chance to call in, folks. Stay with us, George. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're talking to George in Texas, and we're talking about this avalanche of great news, stunning news that is pouring our way. I'm going to play another little bit of audio here for you and the listeners to get your reaction. This is Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, and another really bright spot on the horizon, this Congressman DeSantis. This guy has guts. Listen to what he said on a Breitbart radio interview. And I'll just play a little of it. You just get a flavor of what he's doing.
So I think is much even more damning than just the fact that Rosenstein really muffed this. We know now without a shadow of a doubt that the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, paid Fusion GPS and Steele to acquire this dossier, which required colluding with Russian operatives and Russian nationals. So they produced this dossier, And I believe yesterday I called for the FBI and the Justice Department to declassify all the FISA applications involving Trump associates, because what I think happened is I think they used the information from this dossier to be able to get surveillance on Trump and his associates. And then the fruits of that form the basis of what had been leaked to the press over the first, you know, 3 or 4 months of Trump's White House. Links between this, contacts. It was all smoke. There was never any hard evidence, but it perpetuated a media narrative. And that, of course, eventually led with the firing of Comey to the special counsel. So I think if you go back all the way, I mean, this whole Russia narrative has its roots in Democratic Party money, opposition research, and Russian interference. So I think that's even more reason why this thing needs to be curtailed. The fact of the matter is, to this day, they've been doing this. People say Mueller's only been doing it 6 months. Comey did it for a year before Mueller. So you've had a year and a half of this. Still no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, but we do have strong evidence that Hillary Clinton paid, through Perkins Coie law firm, Fusion GPS, paid Michael Steele, who then paid or got information from Russian operatives. We're trying to find out, and we will very soon. We know the FBI paid Steele. We're just trying to figure out whether that was for the dossier, because the FBI then took essentially cognizance of an opposition research document, which is unverified. And if they're using that as the basis to get surveillance approval, I mean, that is a massive, massive scandal.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, folks, that appreciate what you just heard. That is a massive, massive scandal, because we're talking felonies committed by the FBI, by people in the FBI. But what's amazing, George, about what you just heard, this is so rare. This is a United States congressman who's talking as if he's Andrew Breitbart. He's talking as if he's Steve Bannon. He's telling you exactly what he thinks. He's holding nothing back. His strong opinions, he's giving them to you as strong opinions. You're not getting the shuffle and dance that we've always gotten from politicians, which is, I'm not free to comment on this. Like James Comey in hearings, he would say, I'm not free to discuss this. This is not appropriate for me to talk about this in this venue. Song and dance over and over again so that we didn't get the facts of the story. No, he just told you, if the FBI is paying this clown from Military Intelligence 6 in Britain for this fake dossier on Donald Trump, and they're using it as the basis for FISA warrants, for wiretapping, for investigation, precipitating a special counsel, if Rod Rosenstein, who was part of the investigation of Uranium One, if these people are doing these things, this is really serious. Now, it gets better. We'll cover it after the break, because Rod DeSantis is not just an impartial observer. He's the head of a committee. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
We're back, folks.
Things to be done all over.
Thanks for tuning us in. And I just want to mention, for you listeners in Florida, boy, who are in the Ron DeSantis' district, you have a great congressman. I'm learning more about him here as we go. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus in the House, led by Mark Meadows. His district, so we can identify where is this great congressman. He is in the Florida's 6th Congressional District, which on the north touches Jacksonville, on the south, on the Atlantic coast there, touches New Smyrna, and touches the outskirts of Orlando, and right in the middle of it is Daytona Beach. So it's right above the Space Coast there and right below Jacksonville. And it's solidly, well, let's see here. Let's see how he did. And I want to know, is this man secure in his seat? I sure hope he is. In the 2016 election, I don't know how it went Well, I'm going to find out in just a second how it went in the federal. But Ron DeSantis won with 59% of the vote. That's a solid win over the Democrat, who had 41% of the vote. And in the previous two-year period, he beat the Democrat 61-24. No, that was a primary, sorry. In the previous election, I don't have it. I don't have the 2014 result. But he was solid in 2016. And so I sure hope that he doesn't go anywhere other than stay in office and do the championing. This is what we need. He's a wingman for Donald Trump. He's doing something. Donald Trump, you just heard him express his frustration. Well, what is Ron DeSantis doing? He has a committee. Let's go to this. And if I get any of this inaccurately, folks, just correct me on the phone. 800-313-9443. He is the chairman of the Subcommittee on National Security. And but he is a committee chairman. And he, with Trey Gowdy and Congressman King, they are heating up the investigations that Donald Trump is begging, hoping, he can't give them an order apparently, that the Justice Department is doing. So Congressman Ron DeSantis, he's got the subpoena power. He doesn't have the power to bring indictments, but he has subpoena power. So he can drag Hillary Clinton before his committee. He can drag Robert Mueller before his committee. He can drag Rod Rosenstein before his committee. And he can get to the bottom of what the hell is actually going on. And what are the crimes? What are the felonies committed, especially around Uranium One? That's going back to around the year 2009 and 2010. All of that preceding Donald Trump. And then what the hell is going on as regards to the fake Russia dossier compiled by Christopher Steele, paid for by Hillary and the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, for $12 million. Wouldn't it be nice to see him get Donna Brazile before his committee, who is now singing like a canary? one of the callers to the show, one of the listeners called me today, and he said, what got Donna Brazile to dime out Hillary and the DNC? And his thought, which I agree with, was Donna Brazile got shoved under the bus by Hillary, if you recall, when Donna Brazile actually tried to defend Hillary Clinton. And remember, she's the one who was giving the questions to presidential debates. Donna Brazile was corruptly feeding the questions gotten from the news media to Hillary. But she wasn't defended. Anyway, George, thanks for calling in. Do you have any reaction to that Ron DeSantis clip?
Well, you know what I would just start to do with Congress is, like, if President Trump is telling Congress or Justice Department to do something, that is drag these people before our community. If they're caught lying, perjuring themselves, have the sergeant of the arms arrest them right there on the spot.
Well, yes.
You know,
and
I think that. Go ahead.
Yes. No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, have the sergeant of arms start arresting these people for lying before Congress.
Yes. And then, see, here's where the wingman role comes in. Ron DeSantis, this is why I'm saying he's so valuable. People like Steve Bannon in the media, Ron DeSantis in Congress, and these people, they're few and far between. I made the point the other day, I looked at the immigration, the numbersusa.org website, how many U.S. senators have an A plus A or A minus ranking? Only 3 out of 100. We don't have that many friends, we patriots, in the Senate, for sure. Really, we are in trouble in the Senate. The fact that people are nominally Republicans only means for most of them that they fit Jerry Falwell Jr.'s definition as fake Republicans. They might as well be Democrats. In fact, they're more dangerous suited up as Republicans. They can do more damage that way. In the House, though. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have one more note and I'll hang up.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
I watched the Astros celebration on TV because I live outside the Houston area. And one thing ruined the whole celebration. That was Sheila Jackson Lee showing up. She's like Hillary and herpes. They just won't go away. They're forever for somehow. Thank you.
Oh, yes. And thank goodness, by the way, George, that Hillary and Sheila Jackson Lee and these others, thank goodness that they won't go away. Because they're really torching the Democratic Party. They're torching the left by their greed and their egotism and their unwillingness to actually do what would help their team, which is, you're right, they should shut up, they should go away, and let another group of traitors and dirtballs take over their program. So thank goodness Hillary is still. I hope Hillary tries to run in 2020, and I hope she keeps writing books, and I hope she continues on her speaking tours. and I hope she's there. Yeah, go ahead, George.
Well, I didn't think about Sheila Jackson Lee. It's like they think everybody loves her. Everybody in her district knows she is just like Hillary. She is the most abusive, foul-mouthed woman in government, and she has had, if you look it up, she has a high turnover of congressional staff. I mean, people having ulcer problems because she is so abusive. So
yes.
Look it up.
Yeah,
that's all
no,
I have
it's
to say. I have to hang up.
Thank you, George. Excellent thoughts, all. And folks, it is all too beautiful. The speaking of people having freakouts, the whole Democratic Party right now is coming unglued. Because Donna Brazile, in her book Hacked, dimes out she makes it very clear the Democratic primary was rigged. And then as a follow-on to that, this fool, Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, who is probably my cousin because one of my great-grandmothers is an Elizabeth Warren, who, like Elizabeth Warren of today, was a Puritan, or descended from Puritans in Massachusetts, not from Indians. But cousin Elizabeth Warren, and I'll let you know what cousin she is here when I figure her genealogy tree out, but she got on national television and was asked, do you think the Democratic primary was rigged? And she said, yes, with all sorts of certainty and her eyes lighting up. And she is being roasted from coast to coast by left-wingers for doing that. And it's wonderful because she was the golden girl. Many people thought of her as the candidate for 2020. That's over now. With that one word, yes, she ended any chance she had at the Democratic nomination for 2020. And she ripped the Democratic Party right down the middle. And what's going on, kind of in a parallel to Harvey Gate, DNC gate, in the same way, everybody's scrambling to tell their story. Every starlet who's been raped or groped, abused in Hollywood, they're all racing now to get their story out. Because if they don't get their story out, the impression is, well, they're covering for Harvey Weinstein or for, you know, 100 other of these Democratic left-wing fiends who control our media. So now the same thing's going to happen with Brazilgate, Bernie Sanders supporters, some of them. People like Elizabeth Warren are going to dime out, join the feeding frenzy on the Clinton crimes. Let me just go to my callers here. I've got a couple callers, Fred in Michigan and Tom in Florida. Tom, isn't that great news about the 6th District in Florida?
Absolutely, James. And I can tell you, I know DeSantos. I have been up to Daytona. I have property up there. So, yes, he's a great congressman. He's going to be reelected as many times as he wants. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with him. And by the way, James, he's in greetings to you and everybody. And what I want to say is DeSantos is going to he's going to probably, if he runs for Senate, he's going to beat Bill Nelson. They need to put him to run against Nelson. He will carry the state as a senator if he runs against Bill Nelson. So that's what he needs to do. But I think DeSantos is definitely, he could stay in Congress as long as he'd like to. But he may run for senator. Hopefully he will. Like Marsha Blackburn's going to be the senator from Tennessee, and the lady from Arizona is going to win. So you're going to have a couple female senators in the next election.
Dr. Kelly Ward, I like what you say.
Kelly Ward and Marsha.
Yes, and no. and DeSantis, Yeah, as a committee chairman who is in charge of a committee with the power to investigate Uranium One, oh, is he a powerful individual? Because that power, that subpoena power, he just said he put in requests to the FBI and all these federal agencies for their documents. And this has produced, this is how, this stuff is coming out, that subpoena power. If you don't comply, if the FBI doesn't provide to Congressman DeSantis the actual documents, that's a crime. So he has tremendous power there. If only he had the power of indictment. He doesn't. But he can go all the way to the edge of indictment, and then he, with his results, can say to Jeff Sessions, okay, Jeff, how's it going over there in those secret investigations in the Justice Department? Come on, buddy. We got a lot of goodies here, and we're not being secret about them. You don't need to be secret about it. Do you have an investigation going or not? Get roll something out here. We need some people going to prison. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Dave, I believe if the Republican National Headquarters were to run DeSantis against Bill Nelson, he will be our next senator from Florida, DeSantis. That's if he chooses to do so.
Yeah, I love the idea, and I don't know the lineup of the numbers, but I'm so pleased that, you've got, bird in the hand. I don't know if I would want to go for the bird in the bush, because he might not win. If he doesn't win in the Senate race, we lose him. But, man, he is so valuable as a committee chairman in the House. But I like it either way. And if he's a shoo-in for the Senate seat with a Steve Bannon endorsement and the whole Patriot Network lining up behind him the way they've,
Correct.
We have lined up. Yeah. In the same kind of victory that we had with Roy Moore in Alabama, that we will have with Kelly Ward, who's leading in the polls in Arizona. Roy Moore, of course, leading very much in the polls in Alabama by a lot, by double digits. Marsha Blackburn, she's going to win in Tennessee. So, Bob Corker having been driven out, and, I love what Jerry Falwell Jr. calls them, fake Republicans. They're being smoked out, and we're getting real patriots like Ron DeSantis, who until he appeared with these great investigations and so on, I did not appreciate Ron DeSantis. I knew he was from Florida, but I didn't know where his 6th congressional district is. Now I know where he is and what he's doing. And this is being highlighted. We're finding out who our patriots are through the action of this Trump train. The Steve Bannon train is letting us know who are our friends. Go ahead.
I just want to say this, and I got a few more things, and then I'll let you know another callers. Look, James, first I want to say what you said earlier is awesome about your daughter. I talked to my daughter today. Matter of fact, it's funny that you said that, because I told my daughter the same thing. Donald Trump's done more for this country than 10 presidents that have come before him. And I told my daughter that. She goes, yeah, Daddy, okay. And I told her, yeah, he's done more than 10 presidents that ever sat before in this country, Donald Trump. And basically what I'm saying here is Trump is just warming up, James. It's just like a warm-up. And it's like, I don't know how to describe how incredible this is, like in a sports analogy, but it's like he's like Joe Montana, I'll put it that way, like in the Super Bowl. And that's how I feel about Trump as far as winning. But listen, James, also I want to say the main thing, and that's the reason I called that hang up. This thing about immigration, James, and they're saying on the news, even CNN, all these news networkers, James, are talking today that 26% of the households in the United States don't speak English at their households. Well, here in South Florida, James, it's like 90%. Okay? 90% of households.
Give me that number again. Give me that number again. 26% of American households do not speak English as their first language?
Yes, sir. It was on CNN. It was on Fox News. It was on all the major networks. You can archive it and check it out if you can and see that I'm telling the truth.
Over
26%.
That is scary. That is scary.
Yes. And the reason I bring that up, James, is because in the 1920s, when all the people in Illinois and New York, the Poles, the Swedes, the Danes, the Germans, and all these other ethnic groups came in here, the Italians, they all had to learn to speak English. They didn't keep their language over for 20, 30, 40 years. That was over. But now this has been going on here in South Florida for like 50 years, and they're not coming here to assimilate, James. They're just trying to keep their own culture, and basically, I feel like this: they're trying to outbreed you, and eventually, they're going to take over, and they're going to keep their national languages.
Yes, they say it explicitly. Tom, beautiful thoughts. Thank you, sir, for calling. As always, we'll be back with Fred in Michigan right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have Fred in Michigan on the air next. Fred, stay tuned. But I want to bring you another piece of stunning news, like the fact that Tom just gave us, that 26% of American households don't speak English. Holy mackerel. Here's another one that'll knock you out. We've talked about the visa lottery, that this Saipov, I like what Donald Trump said, animal, came in on, mowing down Americans in New York City. Thank you, Chuck Schumer. As Tom says, Chucky Schumer, thank you for the visa lottery. The Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, issued a report, brand new report, on the visa lottery. Get this, folks. Since 1994, the visa lottery allowed 50,000 of these people into the country. That is roughly 1 million people since 1994. 1 million people. That's horrifying. And Donald Trump made the point in the interview we played yesterday that this guy Saipov, we now know to have brought in at least 23 people himself as chain migration. One of the nastiest things going on, chain migration. Well, CIS issued a report. Since 1994, the visa lottery has caused 5 million additional people to the million that were brought in on the visa lottery, 5 million more brought in via chain migration. Do you see how it works? Do you see how the immigration, how the left is going to, their plan, they thought they had it made, to bury America, to bury Europe, Australia, and Canada, bury them in a tidal wave of third worlders so that we would no longer control our own countries. This is, you know, this is now the left-wing program. This is, you know, the Communist Manifesto with all its different points and so on. Forget about that. Their manifesto now has one point: open the borders. They figured it out. That's all they need to do. Open the borders, and everything else they dream of will happen. But whites will be overwhelmed if the borders are kept open. And Donald Trump, as Tom said, you know, when our children ask us, Donald Trump has stood in the breach, and he's our chance. He's our chance to stop it. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on the air.
Well, what do I got? A minute here?
Oh.
No, I guess not.
Oh, Fred, I squeezed you out. I am sorry. Will you be able to call tomorrow night? Well, wait, we're not on tomorrow night. We'll be on Sunday in our 2-hour show. We're going to be on for 2 hours on Sunday. So would you call on Sunday? Okay, folks, and Sunday we're going to be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 to 6 p.m. We'll see you then.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.